Diane Inkland saw the seniors camping in a green space near her northwest home.
It was plus 30 out, plus 35 out. My husband said to me, I can't believe people have to live in the park. And look, she's in a wheelchair.
She brought the couple ice water and compassion and learned a rent hike had sent them packing. Inkland shared their plight with others. Some offered support. Others complained their setup was an eyesore that ought to be taken down.
People threw rocks at them. They spit on them. They called them names.
According to the Federal Housing Advocates Review of Housing, more than 35,000 people are homeless on any given night, with up to a quarter staying in encampments. Those over age 65 make up about 4% of those people. Jason Nixon, Alberta's Minister of Seniors, Community and Social Services, says support is on the way, with more than $840 million announced in housing to help.
The vast majority of affordable housing that is run by the government or funded on a regular basis by the government is for seniors.
Larry Matheson, President and CEO of Unison at Kirby, says the struggle is real and it's happening right now.
I think this is the worst I've seen it. I think for almost the last 2 years, it has been getting progressively worse and quickly getting worse.
For now, concerned citizens like Inkland fear many seniors facing a desperate scramble to find a home are too proud to reach out or complain, and those without family or friends to rely on will continue to fall through the cracks of a safety net that is flimsy at best. Nadia Muharib, 660 News Radio, Calgary.